Thank you for joining me for part two of the Spiritual Recovery Newsletter for November. The second part is about know thyself and thou shalt know God. So why should we know ourselves? Because if we know what we are and the ultimate purpose of life, the cessation of suffering ends. All the great teachers tell us how to stop suffering. Lots of us try to follow. Some succeed, some don't. Jesus, the Christ, told us, if you give me your mind, I will give you my heart. Krishna said, just think of me always, and I will deliver you from suffering. Buddha told us, yes, there is suffering. Told us what causes suffering, and then how to overcome suffering. Lao Tzu said, if you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation. The avatars, prophets, and saints' teachings tell us the same thing. Go within and know me, God and self. Then you will know what you are, and how to be the light in the world. Our desires and attachments to the outside world, when our desires and attachments to the outside world are more significant than our journey within and knowing God, higher self, we continue to experience the highs and lows of the world of the duality. These highs and lows will continue to rock us like a boat without an anchor during a storm. The periodic light that shines through this world and gives us happiness is there to remind us of the everlasting bliss that awaits us when we turn within and focus on what's real and eternal, one step at a time. Gradually, those highs and lows on the outside become more like ebbs and flows. Suffering comes about due to the mind's bondage of objects. Most of this bondage has been predetermined before we took this body. These are simply obstacles to work through this lifetime to help us uncover and discover the goal of human existence. Unfortunately or fortunately, it's God's ultimate doing. Many get lost within the bondage. Some get lost due to the want to change things on the outside, like changing our personality, financial goals, environment, social causes, etc. These are important issues, but not important enough to distract us from the ultimate purpose of life. Even religions get lost in these causes. When a group or person loses sight of the ultimate goal of human life, the suffering only grows and becomes like a set of falling dominoes. Oh, the dominoes might stop falling for periods of time, but eventually they fall. When we change our direction of focus, we begin to learn we are what we are and our purpose on this plane of existence is. All those outside issues start to resolve themselves accordingly due to our consciousness we take on. Great teachers and philosophers of the past knew this as well as avatar sages and saints. Plato said, one who living in constant companionship with the divine order of the world, will reproduce that order in his soul, and so far as man may become godlike. Philosophy of the old was considered a specialized study that led one to higher states of being. It included the arts, science, religion, and spirit. Today's philosophy mainly only covers two of the three. It leaves out the adhesive piece that brings them all together to become one and balanced. Today's philosophy is incomplete without religion. Spirit. It's like trying to balance oneself on a two-legged bar stool. As we journey through this life, body, knowledge is different in different states of consciousness. Therefore, there is no end, no goal. We continue to know thyself, which is the path of fulfillment beyond any of our expectations. You will witness this as you continue each moment to let go and let God become more and more your life here on this plane. Always in love, because there is only love. Michael John. Thank you.